Ready, go.
Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for giant, hot, buff babies. I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler.
And we watched Fast and Furious 6. Or is it Fast and Furious 6?
I thought it was... No, it is. It's Fast and Furious 6. Because it's the one that has... The only one that has a normal name.
Fast and Furious 6. Because some of them are the Fast and the Furious. This one's Fast and Furious 6. We're here. We did it. We have arrived. We're over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can enjoy our lives again.
Yeah. We mean the hump. We already got over the hump 2 movies ago.
Yeah, I was still recovering from the hump. Now I'm actually feel at ease.
What, you think I'm unprofessional because I just ate some fries on the podcast?
I
don't judge me.
No, you are unprofessional because you just ate. Furthermore, you did not offer me a fry on the podcast.
Oh, you want a fry?
No, thank you. I'm a professional.
Here, you want fry? I get fry for you.
I fry? Am. I get that away from me.
I place fry here.
Evil man. So anyway, you ready to dive in? I'm going to spoil it all. I'm going to share it all. I'm going to break it down. I am ready. Right. May I? Will you give me these 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Will you let me give you my hot takes? I'm gearing
you know
up.
You know what?
I'm here.
Here's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Because we're not even gonna, I don't even want to do a thing where we sum it up. Watch what I'm doing. Watch what'll happen. Boom.
Ooh, you're going to give me time to do sum up and my rant?
I'm going to give you 6 minutes of rant because I feel like you're going to sum it up. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah. It's here. It's time. All our boys, they're loving life because they're bajillionaires now. They all had $10 million, whatever. Oh, but sure enough, Hobbs isn't done with them because, ooh, we're in trouble. There's a bad British boy, and they need help taking him down because the Fast and Furious gang are apparently better than any secret operative of any government organization by a factor of 10. So they recruit the gang to help him out. Why is it? I don't know. Oh, is it because Letty? Turns out Letty, because we got teased in the last movie, Letty was still alive. Turns out she's running with this British gang. She had amnesia from the bullet wound. So she doesn't know anything, but she's still real good at being criminal and driving the cars and giving sass. So the gang is back on board. They're like, we got to do this mission, take down this guy. Maybe, just maybe, we can rescue Letty. So now we're here. We're in England, and it is fast, and it is furious. There's a point in this movie where, like, we got to do this fast and clean. I was like, what? You can't say we're going to do this fast and not say furious. I was, well, furious. I was so mad at them. It's okay, though. I asked myself so many times, is Interpol a real thing? Because I've seen it in other movies. I've just never, like, seen it outside of movies. So I was like, I got to figure out what this is. It is a real thing. Good for them. It's wonderful. So someone needs to tell The Rock that you can beat someone half to death without destroying a room. They're like interrogating some guy, and he's breaking lights, he's breaking tables, he's breaking walls. Like, it's just like, there is a way to do this where you do not cause thousands of dollars of damage. But it was fun nonetheless. They fixed his goatee. Remember the last time? It was bushy and it glistened. This one, they trimmed it all down, so it's just a nice clean goat. I very much approved it. You know what they not trimmed down? The glisten on The Rock. There was one scene in particular, they just lubed him. They didn't oil him. They lubed his arms. They were shining. It was a dark room. I don't know how, but I loved it. It was so good. By far the best villain in any movie. Maybe because he's the most handsome. I don't know. Luke Evans? Sign me up. I'm on board. I'm ready. It was good. It kind of got worse as the movie went on, but it was cool. I still liked it. It was good. So, Letty and Dom have a moment where they connect. They connect, and they're like, I know you. I know your body. I know your scars. You got this one from this one from that, which you could have made up because she had amnesia anyway, which is fine. But she's like, what about this one? Like, pulls down her pants and there's like a giant pelvis scar. He's like, you got that from diving? Barnacle cut you, and I went in too. Barnacle also cut me in the same spot on my pelvis. I loved it. Maybe so. I was like, you could have just been like, hey, get out, or avoided the same part, whatever. That's commitment to a relationship when you're like, nope, I'm gonna share this pelvic scar with you. Love that. So good. They're putting together this thing. The British bad guys, they're stealing all this stuff to put together something that's going to sell for billions of dollars. I don't know what it is. My question is, who has $1 billion to buy something, and what is it? I'm going to need your help on that because I did not follow. What costs $1 billion? I don't know, like a rocket to the moon? What's his name? Skateboard from the Back to the Future movies? I don't know. So there's like a stuffy British guy, they're at an auction for cars because they got to buy cars because they have to look cool, otherwise it won't work. And then there's a stuffy British guy who walks up, he's probably like 5'7", walks up to The Rock and he's like, you need to leave this place because you're obviously not rich enough. Would you tell The Rock, someone as big as The Rock, to leave anywhere? Would you walk up to him and be like, I'm going to tell you what to do? You don't do that. Someone is buff, someone is handsome, you can't. It's not allowed. There's some point in this movie where someone takes off his pants, but he didn't take off his shoes, and I don't know how it went so smoothly, but it made me happy. So this airport, they go to an airport, they're like, we're flying to California. We got to go to Victorville. My hometown, which they've already been to in the shooting, but they haven't been to in the story. The airport was not the Victorville airport, the Southern California Logistics Airport in St. George. Or not St. George, by George Air Force Base in Victorville. It's not that. It's actually the Ontario, California airport, which is only 40 minutes away. No big deal. The jail, though, is not in Victorville. It's actually in Lancaster, California, which is the jail my dad worked at for like 20 years growing up. It was my dad's jail. I had to look it up. I was like, that looks too familiar. What is that? It's my dad's jail. What do we got? I still have so much time. Yes. they're talking about plan A, B, and C. They're like, we don't need a plan A, B, and C. We need more alphabets. And I was like, yes, I love it. Oh, so good. Luke Evans is all talking about, it's all about precision. Precision's so important. And then he just decides to do a bloodthirsty tank heist and blow a bunch of people up for like fun. I'm like, what? What happened to your motivation about the precision? It's fine. There's a part where Dom jumps out of a moving car while Letty's falling out of another moving car. He catches him midair to land on a car, and she's like, hey, how did you know? How did you know that there'd be a car there to break our fall? And it's like, I would be asking, how did you know I was going to be leaving the car and the right angle to jump out of that car to catch me? There's a whole lot, like, the car being there is not the amazing part to me. Like, that is not at all what was interesting about that. Whatever, it was a nice moment. All I gotta say is he bails. Dom's with the Brazilian still from the last one. He bails on the Brazilian to go back with Lenny, who doesn't know who he is. Why? Why are they leaving? They're leaving out the Brazilian. She's so much better in every way. She's got a better job. She's more attractive. Letty is fine. Help me understand why we like Letty so much. Didn't seem that great to me. And once she forgets who you are, stay with the Brazilian. That's right? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? I need your help. Am I done? I'm done.
Fun fact. I had you paused on a second for probably a minute and a half.
What, really?
I was so enthralled by your rant.
You were tuned in.
Yeah.
That's good. Are you ready? You want to take a turn? You want to take a spin? You want to do some drifting?
Yep.
All right. You do it to me, man.
All right, Cody, so what we got here, we got a nightshade device, okay? That's what they were building, nightshade device. Cody, let me tell you something. You blind a soldier for 10 seconds in battle, he dies. You blind a country for 24 hours, country dies, I think is what they said. No, he said millions of people die. That's what he said. That was the explanation of the nightshade device. Now, as a super nerd, I understood what the nightshade device is because he actually did some more stuff, but it was very technical. So, the nightshade device shuts down a nation's communication network. Here's the thing. Cody, they always talk about how they're going to shut down a nation's communication device. Communications, right? If you shut down, like, if you were to shut down, like, the U.S.'s communications network, you would shut down, like, half the other country in the world's communication network. Because guess what? Military rents out the satellites to, like, every other country in the world to use their military stuff. So, I feel like I'd love to see a thing where the country's like, we're going to knock out all the U.S.'s satellites. And then, like, oh, shoot. We use the U.S. as satellites. Anyway, That's the next Fast and Furious movie, okay? So let's talk about this runway. The runway was 28 miles long. Cody, Victorville Airport, I did not hear the Victorville part, but you hone in on that Victorville stuff. Was it 28 miles long? The answer is no, Cody. But did you love it? The answer is yes, Cody, because it was so cool. But it went on for a very long time. It was very strange. Anyway, Luke Evans, oh my gosh. Can we talk about Dracula Untold? Let's talk about Dracula Untold. The best movie that never got a sequel. Let's talk about it. We got Luke Evans. We got Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. And we got Howard Stark. Yes, from Captain America. And a bunch of other people who probably did a fine job. But they had those three people and they were so good. Yeah, he was playing the Sultan. He's the Ottoman Empire guy. Then you got Dracula. That's Luke Evans being real sexy. And then the original vampire, turning him a vampire, cutting his throat, vampire, right? That's Tywin Lannister. He needs to be in a Fast and Furious movie. Anyway, you got them. They're messing around. Okay, so there's Letty, you talked about Letty. She got amnesia. What's the deal with that? Like, the guy's like, let's kill her. Then they blew her up and gave her amnesia. And then he went to find her and he's like, oh, you can't remember anything. Blank slate. And he got real excited about it. And he's like, I will mold you into the perfect driver. It's like, how do you remember how to drive still? You don't remember how to drive. You don't remember anything. You don't remember when to shift. It's not like you were born with the knowledge of how to drive. Anyway, here's the deal, Cody. Here's the deal. They got the nightshade device worth $1 billion. But at no point did anybody seem very invested in getting the nightshade device. It was like an afterthought where they like grabbed it after all the cool stuff happened. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're spirited to get this thing. Yoink. And then they grabbed it and then they ran. They didn't like go in and fight to get it. Also, here's a question. When they were like, we gotta go kill this planet. It is a plane. It's a large plane. But the guy called it, that's not a plane. That's a planet. I cannot believe he did not mention it. I am appalled with you. Anyway, planet plane. Oh, it's there. It's there on the list. Anyway, I saw another note of yours. The diving headbutt. I'm stealing it. He dove over something to headbutt him in the face. Oh! Amazing. So amazing. Oh, I said, remember it. I watched it again in my head and it's so good. So, when they had their little standoff with the, what I can only assume was the Spanish. Okay, here's the thing. Where were they at this airport? Where's the airport? Because the guy who was the head was Interpol, maybe, but he was U.S. military, probably. But he was foreign, maybe from Spain. I was unclear on who these guys were. I finally understand who The Rock is. That's a real government agency that does stuff like he does. Who are these guys that are wearing Navy uniforms, pretending to be Air Force guys, but talking like they're Army guys, but they're all from different countries, saying like they're Interpol in Texas? Where are they? Who are they? Why are they there? And why are there like four guys at this giant base? And where did they go after the standoff? Because I asked that and someone was like, they're gone, dude. The thing's gone. I'm like, it's a multi-million dollar military base. You think they're just going to be like, nah, the thing's, the chip's gone. Let's leave. I'm like, there's other things there probably. There's probably nukes at this base. Where did they go?
Yeah, I mean, good job. because at the end they were in Spain, right?
Is that where they were?
I mean, I know that's where they caught, where Mia was caught by Dom. No, Letty was caught by Dom and landed on the car. That was in Spain. Afterwards, then, I can only assume they were also in Spain?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, where are they?
I don't know.
Who are these guys?
You talked about some of my favorite lines. It's not a plane, that's a planet. Delightful. You talked about the headbutt. I got another one for you. I need your help on this. So I only caught the second half of this line. But the first half, he's like, I think it's Letty. And she's like, you're part of like the strike team. I'm going to make you part of the pussy team. So question for you. What does it mean to be a member of the pussy team? Why is that an insult? What does it mean? Help me.
First off, He's part of the muscle team. Because they have
a, you're part of the muscle team. I'm going to make you part of the pussy team. What does that mean?
I think it meant she was going to beat him up and make him cry. I think was the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I have gone on record as saying I'm not a huge fan of this actress and the way she plays the roles, but she is constantly cast in this role, and I do not like her in this role. I don't think she does a good job.
Yeah.
I think that line encompasses my opinion of her entire thing. In these movies, in Lost, in like every other, what's his name that made Spy Kids?
Robert Rodriguez
movie? Yeah,
because she's in the Machete movies, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, for as charismatic and lovable as many of the characters are, like, as ridiculous as Vin Diesel is, he is fun to watch. Like, what is he going to say and what is he going to do? The Rock is delightful. Paul Walker's just a beauty. Gal Gadot's great. Han, Han, sign me up.
Yes.
I'm on board. Ludacris, like him. Tyrese, I'm coming around on Tyrese, huh?
I'm coming around.
Him, don't you? So, like, the whole team's great, and then Letty is, like, this abrasive person that doesn't add anything for me.
Yeah, this is how I imagine a conversation with Letty go. So imagine I'm Letty, you're coming up, and being like, hey, you want some of this chicken off the grill or something? Like,
I'm making some chicken. Do you want any?
You gonna come up and me? I'll kill you. You come up here and offer me chicken? Who gives you the right to offer me chicken?
Yeah.
I will kill you. But what will happen is I will almost get killed, and then Dom will come and save me. Because I cannot defend myself at all in any movie I'm in, despite the fact that I always play this super hard person who seems like they can fight.
No, and I really like the Brazilian. She was great. And then at the end, so at the end of this whole shenanigan, they go back home. They get amnesty. They get to move back to their Los Angeles home.
They move
back to Los Angeles.
Can you say it by its full and proper name, please?
Los Angeles.
No.
California. The City of Angels. No. The Angels. What do you want me to do here? Like
the crazy long name that Los Angeles has? Is his name?
I don't know.
It's like two sentences long. It's all in Spanish, but like...
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Fancy Spanish.
I gotta look that one up. That'll be a fun fact I can learn. Anyway, so she's just like, Letty's there, and Brazilian lady's there, and Brazilian lady just like, yeah, I'm cool with this. And she just goes up to Vin, gives him a chin kiss, and then she leaves forever to Brazil, I guess? She followed him to California to give him a chin kiss and then just leave forever? Why?
She's got to go find her dead husband. I don't know.
Gosh, I don't know. So you mentioned The Rock's agency. It's called the DSS. I had to ask what it stood for, and it took me a lot of work because I was looking for DSS. A lot of other stuff stands for DSS. What you got to do is you got to Google DSS, Fast and Furious Movies. Pops right up, and then I found it.
I think your Google is somehow broken. I searched DSS and got the government website.
All right.
You have a rough time finding Fast and Furious movies?
I do.
You have the roughest time with Google. Google? What's up with your Google?
I don't know.
Ask Google.
Here's the thing. It stands for the Diplomatic Security Service. It's a federal law enforcement and security arm of the United States Department of State, okay? Its primary duties are to secure the integrity of U.S. travel documents, namely passport and visa fraud. When you say that, it sounds like what The Rock does is not at all related. He's way overstepping his bounds, but hold on, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm.
And to protect diplomatic assets, personnel, and information, okay? Still, seems like he's overstepping, but later on it says their duties also include criminal investigations, counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and cybersecurity. So it's special agents. They're unique to the U.S. and because they're members of the Foreign Service and they're law enforcement officers with investigatory and arresting powers. So it's a really unique branch with duties and stuff. Anyway, when I first read it, I was like, they're in charge of passports and they're doing all this stuff? But no, they do counterterrorism.
Yeah.
See, they can do all kinds of stuff.
You see these DSS guys, and you're like, nah, what are you going to do, check my passport? And they're like, no, it's like an FBI agent and a CIA agent and a Delta Force guy all got merged into one guy.
Weird milkshake
and
you're like, man,
well, you didn't do check my woman. Passport? They're like, nope, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I do love that they're sticking with the uniform, though.
You know, I did appreciate the ditching of the – you guys deny the Texas accent. I feel like I'm like you into Twilight. I feel like I'm going nuts. Am I being punked right now? Is that what's happening? Mm-hmm. Is Cody getting back at me for the Twilight? Because Kalen's on board if he is. I don't know if I trust him. He's like, there's no Texas accent. I'm like, there's absolutely an accent. Tell me, Cody.
Huh. Is there a discernible accent in this film?
In the previous one?
Previous one, no.
What?
He just says He just says a couple lines. Like when he says son it with of a drawl. Biscuit, he says it some biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's a drawl, though, to way he speaks.
I don't know. So here's the other thing about, if we're talking about The Rock's character, Hobbs.
And
he's bad at his job, right? Because what I have discovered from this movie is that his thing is, he goes to a new country, he got to hunt down the Fast Five boys or someone else, and he picks a local officer to work with who's a hot lady. The one he picks in this movie is working for Luke Evans' team the whole time. He gets double-crossed, and it's like, so just why isn't The Rock better at his job? Why does he not know that this agent who he's like vetted and been like, this is the superstar that I want to work with, has been working with the other team the whole time?
He didn't vet her. He liked her smile.
He just like, he gets off a plane and he sees like a cute woman and is like, you're probably amazing at your job. You need to follow me around for the next 3 weeks.
But you know who is amazing at his job?
Who?
Shaw. He's real good. He placed a cute woman perfectly so that she could get on his team. Or are all cute women in Los Angeles working for him?
What? Well.
Yeah, he really, they made it, they did a lot of like, he's a super villain, but he never really, he didn't succeed at anything.
Well, and you're talking about the thing, the gizmo, the $1 billion thing.
The nightshade device.
Nightshade.
I looked it up.
I remember because
A thing in these movies. It's not at all a real thing.
Because they talked about like components. So like, oh, they took the components. So it seemed like at one point they talked about, oh, these components together make this thing. So it seemed like they were trying to protect a certain component they were going to use to make it.
They were protecting like the chip that is the brain of it. They said
component a lot. Like the component. Like you said, when they're on the plane planet. And then Vin is like, you know what? Probably should grab that thing. Like, he's about to leave. Then he's like, wait a second. And then he goes back, grabs it, and leaves. You're like, what?
Oh, he left? He drove a car out of the nose of a exploding plane, I'll remind you.
Plane-et. I'm going to call it
a plane.
Plane-et. So, anyway. Also, they threw Gal Gadot in the freezer. They iced her character real good.
Yeah. Well, see, they had to get Han to be all sad in Tokyo with the high schoolers.
Yeah.
And as long as she was there, they're like, he's never going to go to Tokyo.
Let's hook them up so that we can kill her off. What? As plot motivation. It's all right.
She'll probably come back as a cyborg.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's too bad Han's gone because he was the best.
I know, but I do like how, so everybody liked this. Some people think it's dumb. I think it's enormously brilliant use of past failures in a movie franchise and owning up to it and using it for your advantage. Yeah, well, everyone's like, we hate people. Whoever killed Han, kill him. Who are we going to make killed Han? The bad guy of the next movie. Comes in and is Bentley?
Mercedes?
Is it a Mercedes? And hits Han's going, Han's up. Hans McLaren or something going like 100 miles an hour and T-bones it while it's drifting, which is impressive to say the least. And that he explodes it.
The fact that Jason Statham and Luke Evans are playing brothers tickles me pink.
Because I know.
Luke Evans, he's Welsh and his accent is just, he has like a slight accent, you know? It's peppered in there. It's nice and smooth. It's little.
Seductive.
And then Jason Statham, he's got like the Cockney British gangster people of the streets accent. And you're like, you aren't from the same family. I know that much.
This is what I wonder. I wonder this.
Also, how is he not on Luke Evans' team?
A crime family, and they split ways, right?
At what age?
Like mom was like a gangster and dad was a gang member.
Like they split ways young enough they did have different accents?
Well, if they were
How many siblings you know have different accents? But even if they split and they have different accents, are they that close that he's going to avenge his death?
I just met a sibling who had a southern accent when none of them other ones had a southern accent because he lives in the south.
That's weird.
Yes. It was strange, but he was cool. He was a cool guy. Huh. Anyway. Yeah, so it was a fun time. The whole movie was a fun time, but I think they probably are going to do some BS like, he's like, yeah, my mom sent me to live with Uncle Evans in the south of London or something. Yeah. And
Little Worcester.
I was talking about, he was going to reference Luke Evans, call him Little Something. Because you gotta assume he's the younger brother. Uh-huh. He's like, little son, he was the baby. He gotta live at home with all the good stuff and be taught how to talk proper and whatnot. Right? Did I nail it? I mean, I didn't nail his accent, but I nailed an accent.
I went to look up Luke Evans' character's first name so I could fill you in.
It's Shaw.
His title is Shaw.
He's just Shaw. You fool, you thought he had a first name.
Thought he had two names.
The fun thing is, I'm trying to think of the trailer for Hobbs and Shaw, and his sister comes in, a third member of the Shaw family. And I believe she also has what would be, to a British person, a wildly different accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is less of a different accent to an American, less like myself. But I'm pretty sure if I can tell that they are different accents, that it is like someone from Texas versus Louisiana is to someone from the U.S., where it's like, I could tell you're from very different places.
Yeah.
But outside, they're all like, I can't understand a word what all you're saying. Also, you didn't think Interpol was a real thing?
That's not, I just asked you if it was. You have
a degree?
A degree in police? What? It's one of those things like the GSS educated. Where it's like rarely used in movies.
Interpol?
Yeah. I've only seen it in a couple movies.
I've seen it in a lot of movies. I've seen it in real life.
The movie I know it from is Castle of Cagliostro, which is a cartoon, which yes. is why I questioned if it was a real thing or not.
Do you want to explain what Interpol is based on your cursory Google search?
I did not do a Google search, but I do know it is police, and they're international.
Yes.
End of knowledge.
They're mostly based in France. All of the EU, they are like the FBI of the EU. Oh. They have zero authority in the US. Come at me, French people. You gonna send Interpol? I've restarted the beef last few episodes with French, by the way. With yeah, the French people.
Gotta get back on that beef.
Come at me. Interpol ain't got no... I have been threatened that I would get Interpol called on me by people online, and I was just like, okay, they're not gonna... One, even if they could, they wouldn't do anything about this dumb thing. And two, it is really fun to get people worked up and be like, man, I'm doing nothing. But you didn't think they were a real thing. I'm disappointed in you as a man.
Oh.
Can I just, Cody, starting in this quote here, can I get you to read that in your best Spanish accent?
Do you want me to read just the Spanish part in Spanish, or do you want me to do it in an offensive Spanish accent? The
full name.
Do you want me to read the paragraph or just the name?
The name, the original name of Los Angeles.
El pueblo de Nuestra Señora, la Reina de Los Ángeles del Río, por si un cula.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've never seen that last word before. I'm sure it's a place, and I've never seen it.
It has a translation. In English, Town of Our Lady, the Queen of Angels, on the... Of the river of the word you've never seen before. So the name of the river is the word you've never seen before.
That makes sense.
Which, Los Angeles River, as we all know, 3 inches wide.
Yeah. A lot of droughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they named it, was not that small.
Much more prominent.
It's like the Johnny Knoxville, he jumps it. Go check that out, the clip out. Funny. That's real funny. Because he does not make it. Spoilers. He does not make it across the 3 inches of water.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so, you know, what'd you think of the movie?
I mean, I very much enjoyed the ridiculousness of it. Maybe my favorite part is probably the diving headbutt. Fun fact, that man, his name, I believe he's pronounced Kim Kold. He's a Danish actor, but formerly a footballer, specifically a goalkeeper. He was a professional soccer player. Played goalkeeper, had an Achilles injury, had to leave the game, but he's still acting. I love it when they cast people bigger than The Rock. Turns out he's not taller than The Rock. They always shoot it. They made it look like he's taller than The Rock. He's not. But he does. He's 1 inch shorter, but he weighs 80 pounds more than The Rock.
He's a big boy.
He's a big man. He's 6'4 and like 350 pounds.
He's like big. The Rock is very top heavy.
Uh-huh.
That guy's like just... He's like... A tube of muscle.
yeah. Just a meat tube.
Yeah, it's like someone squeezed a little bit of... They, like, cut the rim off the sausage and then just slice the top off. But just a little bit of the sausage is showing. That's his hair.
Yeah.
This is his hair. But the rest of it's just real tight, packed in there.
The diving headbutt.
Do you remember? I want to take us a little bit long on this one just to ask if you remember this. Do you remember? I believe it was an episode of an old cartoon. I want to say Fairly Odd Parents, I'm not sure. But somebody wants muscles. It is. It must be. And he can't reach his face because of his muscles. So the cat's scratching his face.
I believe. Is it their portrayal of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, it is Arnold Schwarzenegger German, who's huge. So it is Fairly Odd Parents. And he can't reach his face because his muscles are so huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's how I imagine The Rock is. Yeah. Imagine he can't touch his face.
He has to hire people to like wash and shave his face in the morning.
Yeah. We are going a little bit long. I do want to just mention they do call out baby oil several times in the film.
Yeah, that was a good bit. Yeah.
I smell baby oil. Rock enters the scene. But yeah, I would say go see it.
This is a good one.
It's so good, I let us go longer than 30 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. I know. Breaking all the rules.
I know. I let you do a very long rant because you were so worked up.
I didn't even get to all my stuff. I had to do it later.
I know. You remembered what all your notes were about.
Search. I know. I didn't have any indiscernible notes. Kind of a bummer.
Dang.
Next time. I'll get there next time.
But watch this one. Watch this movie. Watch this masterpiece of filmmaking.
You got to see The Planet. You the have planet. To see The Planet.
That ain't a plane. That's a planet. So good.
Ah, love it.
Master storytelling.
Beautiful.
Justin Lin, we love you. Love what you've done with this whole thing.
You're
a beautiful man.
You are.
Share us on all the things. Find us on the Google.
Oh, yeah.
And the iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fastverse website. And I don't know if
we're... Interact with us on Twitter. Add opinion havers. You can't resist. Except almost everyone has.
Everyone. No one talks to us ever.
It's okay. I got some hot takes I'm going to be throwing up later today.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
About movies I've seen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Until then, though, Cody.
Watch movies.
And have opinions.
High five!